It's a season of celebrations, and sometimes we will break the rules. It's the best route on Rise FM, your feel-good radio station. And joining us absolutely live on the show is the one and only award-winning Vanessa Marawa. Good afternoon, Mama.
Hello, Nidani.
You're so chilled. You're like, hey, I'm an award winner. Okay, calm down.
I cannot. We cannot be calm at this time.
Oh my goodness, how are you, Vanessa?
To be honest with you, I'm still floating somewhere in the clouds. I'm waiting to come down, but for now I'm enjoying every minute. I am super, 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 super grateful.
Do you really want to calm down? I think stay there as long as you can.
It's a great way to end the year. Come on, let's be honest. It's a great way to end the year.
It's such an amazing way to end the year. I mean, I remember, I think it was Radio Day. If it wasn't last year, then maybe the year before, we actually linked up with Ikrash on the show and broadcast it simultaneously, which was crazy. I don't know why you guys are not sending me a shout out, because obviously I played a role in you guys winning the award. Why? When Nang mentioned Vanessa?
Everybody is taking their portion of this. Everybody's like, listen, I was there for 30 seconds. It must have been my input. And it's okay. You can have your share. There's plenty
thank
to go
you.
Around.
Thank you. Thank you. There we go. Yes. But no, not to play it down. Congratulations, Mama. It's so well deserved. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, imagine winning an award, and especially because you're coming from the Telkom Radio Awards in the country. This is a whole nationwide recognition by your own people. And I'm pretty sure KZN is also like, guys, she's our girl. Don't own them. Don't drag her into your province. She's ours. But also, this must be a massive celebration for you and your entire family. I can only imagine. How's Vuma FM celebrating? This.
Well, ask them, but I can tell you this. You know, Lily, we do what we do for the listeners. Ultimately, they are, as someone I know used to say, they are our bosses. So if we don't do well, if we have something to celebrate, if whatever it is, they are pagati inside of that thing. And I'm telling you, the listeners of Ivuma FM as your sister station have been amazing. There is nowhere that they are not posting. They are reposting. Even today, it's 2 days into the week and they are still congratulating. They are still saying, you know, we've walked this journey with you. Some of them have been with me on different shows. As you know, I'm on 9 to 12 now, and like you're on 3 to 6. And so it's just amazing how they walk the journey with you, because the art of radio is sort of being connected to people in a way where you both feel like you know each other. And if you do that well, then any celebration that is yours is theirs and vice versa. So the Vuma listeners, Magiti, I love them, and they have made every little bit of disappointment, the blood, sweat and tears, everything that goes into putting on a show every single day worth it. All the years, I mean, I've been on radio now for, I was trying to work it out, but roughly 7 or 8 years. And I didn't start off in radio, you know, I actually started off the other way around. I started off in television. And so the adjustment, they were with me. I said to them on Monday, if they weren't as welcoming and willing to teach where I failed as supposedly the leader of the team, if they hadn't walked me through those times, I wouldn't be here today. If they had said, I'm Suseni, take her off air, she doesn't know what she's doing, or whatever they would have said, I wouldn't be here. But because we've walked together, I can now say to them, guys, we walked and now we can run, because look at what I can bring home today and put on the table. And
I mean, absolutely running through this one. I wanted to ask you, I'm glad that you touched on that, when if there was ever a time when you felt like maybe not radio, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should just step back into television. Did you ever have that moment?
Every other day, let me tell you, every other day. You know the challenges of radio behind the scenes, but every day. But to be fair with you, you know, radio, it's a quality, that there's nothing else like it. And I don't know how to describe it. There's nothing like radio. Television, you can record, and then it comes out in like a week or whatever you're doing. But with radio, it's immediate. You can correct false news. You can connect. You can help somebody through a tough time. Like, there's so much that you can do on radio that even on the tough days when you really feel like, should I consider another career? Never mind TV, just another career altogether. Something will happen in that day to remind you that this is where you belong. And for me, this award has put a big stamp to say, yes, this is the right place, keep going, and everything that has been difficult has been worth it. And
it's been worth it. Best daytime show
in
South Africa. Oh, man. You know, I was watching your video on, it's a verified account, so I take it it's your official account on Facebook.
Yes.
You're wearing this black backless dress. And I was like, there she goes. She knows how beautiful of a back she has. Have you any idea how gorgeous your back actually looks, Vanessa?
I saw it for the first time with everybody.
Gorgeous!
I saw it for the first time with everybody. And you know what is so funny, Lily?
Yeah.
I keep saying to people, you know, when you watch awards, no matter what awards that you've watched on TV, whether, you know, Grammys or whatever, and you see people reacting like, oh my God, and then they do like crazy things. And you're like, yo, I must remember to be demure and ginga papi. Let me just be a lady. If I happen to win, I must walk slowly and smile. It is absolute. It's not possible. It is not possible. It is actually a genuine reaction, and I will always. I'll take it back. Anytime I see somebody react weirdly to an award win, I now know which I can't say your papa because I get it. I don't. I can't run the dress like that. I was running. I wasn't even scared.
I saw you even tempted like, tapping to the song that you're playing. You were like, "Ace, let me get to the stage and touch my award. It looks so beautiful."
No, I was also very grateful to my current producer who captured the moment because he followed me onto that stage. He didn't care, and nobody would understand the emotions if he wasn't there. So a big shout out to him as well.
Congratulations once again from the Rise FM team. I want to say from the Best Route team, because now we've moved to drive time. But I mean, a moment well deserved. I'm glad you got to live to experience it and to live that moment. It's so well deserved. Congratulations once again. And I hope this is only the beginning. I mean, there's plenty more awards still to come your way.
Yeah, may I jump in quickly?
Ah, you can't have missed all of that. I even wrote it down, Vanessa. It was an award win. I just said to you, how did you miss that?
Don't ask me if your phone lines.
Aye. Vanessa, thank you for chatting to us. Once again, congratulations, my love. We'll tune into your show now because we're not on air when you're on air. So we'll be able to listen into your show.
So I can also listen in. And congratulations on making it to Drive. And you've got the best name, by the way, for a drive show. So congratulations
thank you.
You
go. Shout out to you, Vanessa Marawa, from our sister station, Vuma FM, the official winner of the Telkom Radio Awards 2025 Best Daytime Show. You better never, ever, ever forget that.